Trump, no coincidence DOJ indicted me same day FBI turns over doc alleging Biden bribery scheme. By Nick Gilbertson on June 13, 2023. Former President Donald Trump highlighted Tuesday his indictment came the same day House Republicans reviewed a document that is alleged to tie then-Vice President Joe Biden to a $5 million bribery scheme. Trump spoke at his Bedminster, New Jersey, golf club following his arraignment at the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Florida on 37 federal counts relating to the documents case. He pointed to the FD-1023 document that Republicans on the House Oversight Committee obtained and reviewed on Thursday that allegedly links Biden to a bribery scheme involving Ukrainian energy company Burisma. It's also no coincidence these charges against me came down the very same day evidence revealed Joe Biden took a $5 million bribe from Ukraine, he said. But the FBI and the Justice Department don't want to talk about it, he added. They showed something on television tonight. It had zero time on three major networks, but my impeachment had almost all the time. I think I had 351 minutes, they had no minutes. On Tuesday, Senator Chuck Grassley said an FBI informant document possesses redacted references to a foreign national possessing 15 audio recordings of phone calls between himself and Hunter Biden and two audio recordings of phone calls between himself and then-Vice President Joe Biden, as Breitbart News's Wendell Hussebo noted. Trump would later assert that he was indicted to distract from Biden's alleged corruption and focused in on the alleged recordings. Let's go out and let's indict President Trump so they don't talk about the $5 million bribe. Just yesterday, Senator Grassley revealed that the Burisma executive who allegedly paid the bribe reportedly has Crooked Joe on tape. They have 17 tapes. I understand, he must be a nice guy to deal with, right? The guy from Burisma, nice, company. They got him and Hunter on 17 different tapes. Supposedly, but the FBI isn't showing them. Remember, they impeached me for asking the simple question about Biden's corrupt dealings in Ukraine and now they see that once again, I was right. I was totally right. Trump also called on Republicans to get tougher.